Here's this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. A Randolph County man has been arrested after investigators say he sexually assaulted a teen several years ago. The victim told investigators that she was around 15 years old when she was sexually assaulted and abused by Jamie Flannery, a member of her church, according to Region 8 News. On June 6, a judge found probable cause to arrest Flannery. He faces a felony charge of first-degree sexual assault. And a weekend fire destroyed a Craighead County home, leaving the family of 10, including 8 children, homeless, according to Region 8 News. A firefighter at the scene was injured as well. The fire happened at the 1500 block of County Road 963 in Brooklyn around 6:15 p.m. on Saturday. And Arkansas ranked number 43 in overall child well-being for the second year in a row in a report released by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. The study looks at things like economic well-being, education, and health. The top three states in the survey were New Hampshire, Utah, and Massachusetts. Mississippi, Louisiana, and New Mexico ranked at the bottom three. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, I'm Hannah Campbell.
Alzheimer's disease affects over 6 million Americans. While there is no cure, there are steps you can take to reduce your risk and improve brain health. Steps include regular exercise, eating a healthy diet, staying socially engaged, and challenging your brain with new activities. If you or a loved one are experiencing memory loss or other symptoms of Alzheimer's, seek medical attention right away. Join us in the fight against Alzheimer's. Learn more at healthyar.info/bold. A message from the Arkansas Department of Health.
When I deployed, I didn't realize that even the air I was breathing was dangerous. Since coming home, I've watched friends get sick and struggle to get the support they deserve. But now, that's finally changing. We're eligible for new VA health care and benefits based on when and where we served. Even though I feel okay, I'm going to apply for my sake and for my family. Learn more and apply today. Visit va.gov/PACT.